The program for Tuesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. This week we're talking about archaeology. This is a science that involves digging up ancient ruins, studying ancient civilizations in this way. And in particular, we're talking about Bible archaeology. And in this message today and following this week, we're talking about excavating in Old Jerusalem. We're talking about this physically, and also we're going to be talking about this spiritually. We'll explain in detail what we mean about that just a little bit later. As far as Jerusalem itself is concerned, some excavation has been done in this city, but not very extensively. We are introduced to Jerusalem the first time in the Bible, way back in the times of Abraham. Abraham paid tithes to Melchizedek, if you remember. Melchizedek, king of Salem and priest of the Most High God. Then over 1,000 years later, David captured the city from the Jebusites and made it his capital, the city of Jerusalem. Although this is a city whose name means peace, it has known very little peace through the years. It has known more of its share of war and destruction, perhaps any other place. In fact, it's been destroyed and rebuilt several times since the time of Christ, the New Testament. You remember what Jesus said in Matthew 24, that not one stone would be left unturned, that was not turned when the city of Jerusalem would be destroyed. Of course, this happened 70 AD when the Roman general Titus encompassed the city and destroyed it. In the level of the New Testament city of Jerusalem, it's hard to identify this. It's about, to understand, 100 feet below the present level of the city. It is hard for archaeologists to excavate today in Jerusalem because the present city, which is very much alive with people, it covers much of the site of the ancient city. It's one of the cities that is alive and built on the ruins of the old city, and therefore it's hard to get down and excavate and see the ruins. Only the southern tip of the city, which is below the temple area, is really accessible for much excavation in an extensive way. But in spite of this, they have uncovered a few things. They've been able to identify some of the ancient walls of the city. The temple area is identified with a wailing wall beside it. You can see Herod's gate in the first century wall and the sealed eastern gate. You can see the Pool of Siloam, which connects to Hezekiah's tunnel that goes into the city. You can look down into a big excavated place and see the Pool of Bethesda, the steps leading up to Temple Mount, and the place of the pavement that we find in John, to mention some other things. But I'd like for us in this lesson, beginning today and throughout this week, to think about excavating Jerusalem in another sense, excavating another Jerusalem. And I turn to Hebrews chapter 12, verses 22 and 23, to read these words to you. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. We're talking about excavating in Old Jerusalem. Let's get our tools. Let's get out our tools and start digging to find and determine important things about Old Jerusalem. We're talking about spiritual Jerusalem, the church. Let's try to find out some of the things about the lengths and the bounds of the city, the kind of buildings that were in it, and the nature of its inhabitants, just to mention a few things. Whatever we can find out about Old Jerusalem. Excavating in Old Jerusalem. The physical city has been excavated to a point, but because of inhabitants, it has been limited. Let's think about excavating in reference to spiritual Jerusalem, the church, that we read about in the Bible. As we have our tools ready, we'll get into that next time. Thank you for listening today.